So after this episode, everything's gonna change.
I don't know if I would like doing it with anybody else than you. What if, like, in the middle of a podcast, you get the call?
It could be. If you touch it, like, a certain spot. Oh, there it is. Oh, if you touch it a certain spot, it'll kick my foot.
What if, and he ripped his head off, and I was like, okay, I'm out. I'm leaving.
We had a good run, office. Goodbye.
Hold my hand. I'm kind of nervous.
Why? Okay. Don't be nervous. Dang.
This is it.
This is it.
This is goodbye.
Yeah.
This is the goodbye video.
I feel like we had podcast. A better run than most creators that do podcasts.
Yeah.
Because what are we at? What episode?
88. And that's 88. 8's a good number because it's infinity sideways. So 88, it's good.
Yeah, it's good and luck. We freaking 52 weeks. Is it 52 weeks in a year or 54?
54. It's 54.
So we're like, we made it over a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that right? Science? Math? Damn.
So after this episode, everything's going to change, you know.
We gotta move on. There's chapters in life. You gotta move on.
Exactly.
I feel like we'll look back on this and be like, dang, we really did that.
The good old days.
Yeah.
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 So yeah, this building is getting sold. Yeah. And I have to evacuate probably Monday.
Yeah.
So in 4 days. So it's bittersweet because like...
I liked it a lot.
Me too.
I didn't think I would. Remember at the beginning, I had my reservations, and you've attempted to do a podcast before. What happened there?
I don't know. I just didn't like talking.
It's hard by yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anxious.
I don't think I would like doing it by myself either.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would like doing it with anybody else than you.
Oh. But it's like, it's a good way to like catch up, and it's kind of like therapy.
Yeah.
It's therapeutic. I didn't think I would talk for 88 episodes. That's 88 hours.
88 episodes of laughing, crying.
I didn't cry yet. You did.
Well, at least this podcast had half a heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fine. I've been heartless all my life.
But yeah, man, that's crazy. I did like it. And one of the things I liked about this podcast is it forced us to see each other. It's like I have a lot of friends. I see them. I talk to them. But sometimes months go by. Sometimes... Yeah. Like, I don't talk, we both, I mean, life gets busy, and
it
I'm just like, dang, I haven't
busy.
Seen you in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter how busy, which we are both very busy, you're going to be a dad soon.
We're both about to be very busy.
Yeah. And, like, we probably wouldn't even, like, how, like, we probably, like, have we missed a week of podcasts since we started?
No.
Maybe. If we did, it's, like, once.
Yeah.
And you're about to be a dad, so you're going to be busy,
So there's going to be... Heads up, there might be a little buffer because the whole transitioning to being a dad. This is the last episode.
Oh, are we still going?
We're still going.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, yeah, it's not.
Yeah, we're going. We're
still going. We're still going.
We're still going. It's not clickbait, but we are. There might be a little buffer to the next episode because we have to just figure out where to film and then the baby and
wedding planning's about to happen.
Wedding planning. So please. Yeah. Be patient with us.
I don't even think... I feel like there's a chance we might miss a week, but I bet we won't. You think?
Bro, I have to go on maternity leave.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but like...
I want to make sure the baby's alive.
Yeah, but that's not any time... That's not too soon. That's not like next week.
I mean, could be. Could be.
Wait.
Could be.
What's next week? November?
November.
Oh, dang, it could
be. That's what I'm saying.
Dang.
That's what I'm saying. So the baby...
What if, like, in the middle of a podcast, you get the call?
It could be. Hey, one of the babies from the baby shower...
Yeah?
The baby was born 35 weeks, so...
What's normal?
36, beyond.
Oh, so it's only a week ahead.
Yeah, but they were in the NICU, which is, like, the baby hospital for, like, a
premature.
Week. Yeah, it's premature. So...
Dang.
I don't know. Hold my hand. I'm kind of nervous.
Why? Okay. Don't be nervous.
Bro, dude, it's like...
Was there any complications with your siblings?
No.
What about Monette and her sibling?
Cesarean section.
That's it. No. Aaron was also a C-section. That's not a big... anything's a big deal, but
yeah.
C-section's common.
Yeah. You know
it's
how many pounds
like,
you were as a baby?
I think I was 8.
Okay, that's...
8 something.
That's cool. That's
Aaron normal. Was 11.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good big boy.
He was a big boy. My Russell, my brother, was 9 pounds.
Ah.
Yeah, so big babies. Yeah.
Maybe I was 9. I think I was 9.
Gotta be honest, bro. I've been nervous.
Uh-huh.
I haven't even packed the hospital bag yet, but I'll probably do that later today.
Yeah. After you pack up the office?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a lot. It's a big week.
A lot of packing.
A lot of packing.
But just to be clear, yes, the podcast is not stopping. No. We're continuing. I didn't realize until a couple minutes in that it was sounding like it was done. And the title says, "This is goodbye," something like that.
Yeah,
so,
something crazy.
Yeah, we definitely didn't do that on purpose.
No. But,
yeah, stick around and listen to the rest of it if you did get clickbaited.
We're just moving. The building's gone. It's not worth, you know, the building just using one room when there's a whole entire space. So it's gone. Bye-bye.
So if you're wondering what the next setup is going to look like, we don't know. But I think we both agree that it's going to be more comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more like, because...
Like, chill. This is a little, like, stage.
It's a little lot.
Like, I feel like I kind of want to, like, you know, be like, we're just chilling at home. You know, with the homies.
The set needs to match our vibe more, because our vibe has always been homies catching up, like talking about opinions in life.
Yeah.
And so we need to reflect that in the set. This is just like, yeah.
Yeah. I think the set has to be like, you know, you don't give a fuck. Yeah. Just chill, you know?
I want the set to be more like, it's like a room in the viewer's house. They're like, oh, that looks like my room. That looks like that room, the living room, whatever.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
Yeah, I think we need more lumbar support, because I've been sitting diagonal, like diagonal, for a year and a half now.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like this is not a good angle, too. Like, we probably have little mini double chins and stuff. We gotta be up with it, though.
I feel like, nah, you're good. You're right.
I don't know.
Did you like the baby shower this weekend?
I did. Yeah. It was the nicest baby shower I've ever been. It's the only baby shower I've ever been.
Really?
It was also the nicest, but that means, since it's my only one, it's also the worst.
Oh.
I don't know. Oh. Until I have another one, then I'm sure it's not gonna be that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not gonna be that good.
Okay, tight.
Yours is really good. Yours is like, I feel like yours is more extravagant, because you had it in the same spot you had your wedding.
Like rehearsal stuff?
Was it rehearsal?
Yeah. Or the dinner, after dinner.
I thought it was before.
Before, yes.
Yeah, so it's a wedding. I don't know what that is.
Rehearsal.
Your wedding rehearsal was, you decked out your backyard. This was even more than that. And I was like, dang, was it as expensive?
No.
Oh, it was a lot cheaper?
It was cheaper.
How was it cheaper? But it was so much nicer.
It's our vendors.
Oh.
Yeah, the vendors were cheap. But it's nice, man. It's the first time.
Did you have
child.
Vendors at the rehearsal?
Yeah, with the pizza people. Just the pizza people. Did you eat
this
pizza?
Time?
Oh, at the rehearsal? No, we did not.
Yeah, the rehearsal, yeah.
No. We just had
the
caterers.
The rehearsal was more expensive.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, if I went to both, I would have assumed that the baby shower was more expensive. Oh. It was nice.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Thank you. It was hot. We got umbrellas. As many as umbrellas we could.
I didn't participate in any games except for bingo.
Why?
You know.
We wanted you to play the baby bottle game.
Baby bottle game.
Oh my God. So we did this thing. You guys don't know. It's like musical chairs, but we put like little baby bottles on a table. And then we play music. And then the last person to snatch the bottle, who doesn't get a bottle, is eliminated.
Yeah.
We tried to get a mariachi band.
Oh, to do the music. Cool. Oh, that'd have been cool.
Yeah. But they weren't available at the time. Monette said no, but me and my sister were kind of like planning it like behind
it
her back.
I would have been good at that game.
The what?
Just reflex boxing reflexes. Boom. But there's too many babies, man. I was too preoccupied with babies. I was playing with babies all day.
Oh my God. We had like at least 10 kids in there.
I had a favorite baby.
Who?
Carl's baby.
Caden?
Y'all.
Why?
He's just the most like... he just didn't run away from me. he was playing with stickers, and I was like, can I have one? And he started putting it all over my face.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was like, nice. I think it's just the other ones were younger.
Yeah.
So, like, they were, like koalas, like, hanging on to their mom and dad.
Oh, yeah.
Caden's
but like
he
three.
Was more, yeah, he was more like, hey, what's up?
I saw your story, put a lot of stickers on.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Babies are so cute, man.
It was crazy. He can't really talk, but he can, like, yeah, and stuff like that. And he's putting just stickers on me, and then I was like, okay, you can put one more, and then I'm done. And then he picked up this dinosaur sticker, he pulled it off the thing, and then he was gonna put it on my face, and he decided to look at it, and then it was one of those, like, long little foots, neck one.
Brontosaurus?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
And he was like, and he ripped his head off, and I was like, okay, I'm out. I'm leaving. I was like, why did you do that?
Your neck's too long. I can't. That's crazy. Yeah. That was the original giraffe, by the way. Giraffes came from the brontosaurus.
Oh, for word?
No.
Damn.
I know.
That sounds like, that looks like a brontosaurus did it with a cheetah. That's what a giraffe is, because it's spotted.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Dang, bro. Hey, later on in this thing, or for you audio watchers, we're gonna do like a little like tour, goodbye tour.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, thank you. I don't know.
Yeah. So we'll do some flashbacks. So if you are an audio listener, it'll still be exciting. You'll hear all the memories we had. But if you want to see visuals, come over to the YouTube channel, subscribe, like, turn notifications on, get all that done.
Done, get it though.
Yeah, damn. So that was quite a adventure we've had in this office. I mean, the podcast has always been in this room, but
yeah,
in the office, we've done a lot. And like before this Spicy Root even became a podcast, it was our channel. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of that too. So we'll take you through memory lane, and
we should.
We'll show you the most expensive adventures we ever had.
But hey, it was fun.
It was fun times.
I kind of want to do a little marathon, just kind of like seeing our little journey.
Yeah.
Do you want that desk downstairs? The little elevator.
Don't have anywhere to put it.
Yeah, same.
What are we gonna do with it? Burn it?
Yeah.
We can like cremate it.
We could cremation it. Yeah. Dude. Oh boy. Oh dude, I'm so nervous, bro. Just the baby.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when the baby comes, that's it. It's the life's changed, like boom.
Yeah.
Like you can never go back. Like I'm already like
you know, I feel
I'm
like
I'm saying that in a bad way, but it's like it's all good.
I feel like it'll be a bigger shift for me than it will be for you, because if you think about kids,
what's that mean?
I'm about to explain. Okay. If you think about kids, okay, like you have to make sure you feed them, change their diapers, take care of them. You have to always check in on them. You have to get home. You have to like schedule around them.
Yeah.
And you've been doing that your whole life with dogs, and you've had so many dogs, and you have 4 dogs right now.
Yeah.
So at least you have a little bit of, I've never owned a dog. I've never owned a pet.
Okay.
For a long time.
Uh-huh.
Not because they died.
You got Coda. Oh, don't.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. Coda. But I've never had one by myself. You've had dogs. Have you had dogs by yourself?
Yeah, Oogie.
And that was when you were by yourself?
Yeah.
What, Monette wasn't here yet?
She was here, but she just lived far away.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you've had that, and you've just, I mean, that's it. Yeah. I have, like, Andrew is my experience.
It's different, though.
No, it's different. It's super different. Yeah, okay. It's a lot more, but yeah. you have your foot in the door.
Okay.
You're used to going home, making sure you feed them, making sure you clean them, making sure you take care of them, making sure you're scheduling doctor's appointments, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not anywhere near the species of a human.
Okay.
But it is just training. You had a little bit of training.
Yeah.
It's like when you're like training to be a nurse and then you were working on cadavers or mannequins for the real thing.
Yeah.
So you're more ready than you think you are.
So how is it harder on you?
Because I've never had a dog.
A dog?
Yeah.
Oh.
And even when I have, it was more my partner's dog and I was helping. But so I've never had the full responsibility of a life.
You ever change a diaper?
Yeah, Andrew. Yes. I changed a lot of his diapers.
Okay, so you're a pro that.
Yeah, it's not as gross as you would think.
Really? I've never changed a diaper, so that's the one thing I got.
You've never changed a diaper?
No, not even my sister's.
I can put one on.
I mean, you could just show me, like, hands, like, use your voice and hand movements.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you just open, you wipe.
No. Yep.
You put baby powder or oil? Yep. You do?
Yeah, baby powder is what I've
done. And then you wait for it to dry?
What?
The butt or the oil or baby oil.
Oh, I never did oil.
Okay, it's okay.
I don't know.
So you put that.
I don't know if that's mandatory.
Do the vegetable oil and then you wrap the baby, the diapers back.
Yeah. And then the baby powder like dries up the excess anyway, so you don't have to wait for it to dry or anything. Okay. Yeah. And
I'll
then
figure it out, man.
Yeah, you just gotta get all the crevices, especially if you got a roll baby, baby rolls.
Yeah.
Get in the crevices.
Yeah.
And then I mean, TV shows make it seem like it's crazy, like, what do I do? It's a baby.
Yeah.
But there's so little. Like there's only so much to clean.
I heard the first poop is a stinky one. Cause it's all like the I forgot what it's called, but it's like it's black poop.
I can see that, but also it's probably the stinky one because it's your first one. So once you're it's the first one, you're like, and then you know what to, expect.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and it's probably like, I'm a dad now, poof, you get hit in the face, and you're like, and then you kick in.
Okay, I'm just like naturally like anxious, dude. Like before the wedding, I was naturally anxious, and then the day came, like, that's stupid.
No, I think just don't drop it. Don't drop her.
Yeah, of course.
That's it. Yeah. Just what, like when you turn and stuff, don't hit the door frame. Just like give yourself like an extra foot or 6 inches every time you walk through something and you're be good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, dude.
Yeah.
The baby moving a lot, bro.
A lot.
Like there's always hard spots in the belly nowadays. And I'm just like, ooh, multiple too. It's like 1, 2, 3. Like, oh my God. Like you can like tell.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is the foot. That's her butt. It's probably the hand.
Dang, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm like, whoa. Anyways, I didn't know. Like things that you didn't know happens in pregnancy, like the pups, for example.
Yep,
and
yep.
Like she just started her third trimester and it's like, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like she waddling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun. It's fun. It's a journey.
Dang.
Yeah.
So what usually happens, so you get sympathy weight, right, usually?
Yeah.
And so once what happens after, you just...
Liposuction. Right?
For you?
For me.
Yeah. I mean, what usually happens? Like, do you, like, is that your dad bod? Is that, like, what consistent? Or, like, does she, like, she starts recovering, and then once she starts training, like, working out and stuff, and then you, that's when you start working out and stuff? But yeah, you guys have 3 months of... What? Hell.
It's not hell.
Kinda. It's like rewarding hell though.
Rewarding hell. I mean, I don't like thinking of it like a bad thing. Like
yeah.
You get sleep deprived, but whatever, but like I'm always trying to find the bright side. Like that'll probably never happen again.
Yeah, and you'll miss it once it's gone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So in that 3 months, how do I lose the weight, you're saying?
I'm just saying what happens.
Oh,
like what usually happens? Like you usually get sympathy weight, and then what usually happens after that?
You forget to eat.
Oh,
maybe okay. maybe. I just forget to eat, and I just like naturally fast all day.
Hmm.
But ultimately, as long as I stay healthy, I think that's the ultimate thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I would just probably have healthy snacks everywhere.
Yeah,
like in your room, in the kitchen, just so when you're on the go, then you can just eat something real quick, like a quick snack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some beef jerky, some protein bar, something.
Yeah, protein. Yeah, protein's always so good. So, yeah, who knows? I mean, when I can start running with the baby, that'll be litty.
Yeah,
that'll be a nice little thing. Get really a little cool running stroller and then run with the baby. That's always.
Your stroller now is nice, but it's not a running
it's
stroller.
It's not running. It's more like everyday carry kind
of thing. So the running ones is like, I saw JC posted, like, you lock it in place so the wheel stays straight.
Oh, no way.
He said that's why you can't run with a regular stroller, because it starts going like this when you go faster.
Oh, sick.
But then with a running stroller, you can, like, press this button and it locks the wheel in place, so then it's smooth.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately, like, when the baby's born, something will click. It always happens. All the dads I talk to, like, as soon as you see your child... like a switch comes on and you just want to like sacrifice your life for your child.
Yeah.
So that's why like dads become healthy and like change their lifestyle. They quit things, quit all their bad things for the baby. At least all the good dads, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe you still down for a triathlon?
Yeah.
The small one though.
Yeah.
The sprint one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyone else? It's the sprint one.
With Ritz swimming now.
It's like half a mile though. Is that far? Half a mile swimming?
It depends. Is it ocean?
Either ocean or lake.
Ocean, there's like pros and cons, because ocean, it's like you're more buoyant because of all the salt, but then also the waves, and then if you like, you get salt water in your face. Oh. Lake would be cooler. I mean, it would be better, but either. It's just lake is more calm, so it'd be easier. So if you do ocean, it's harder, but it's still only half a mile.
Half a mile. I mean, like, the average time to finish is usually an hour.
Yeah.
An hour and a half max. So you guys down.
Oh, the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. You want to do a harder one?
No.
I'm like, I'm down.
I wonder which one of us will be like, I kind of want to do a real one. How? What?
No.
Is the little one like half, a quarter, a third?
The what?
Of a real one, the little one.
The real triathlon?
Yeah.
I think the triathlon is like two... The real one is the Olympic triathlon?
Yeah.
2 miles swimming, 10K.
Oh, so it's like a quarter of what a real one is then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, basically. Okay.
Yeah.
Dang. I'm down to do a speed one like once a year, and then maybe after like year five, I'm like, all right, let's freaking do the big one.
I don't know about that one, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. You should do a marathon. It's fun.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty chill. I'll do another one. Anyways, yeah, health stuff, you know, dad. Once you become a dad, we could be talking about dad stuff. You think this podcast would just be spicy dad food or something?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Daddy food.
Think, well, it's a good thing because babies so durable.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
They actually are.
They're freaking like little Wolverines.
Mm-hmm.
They regenerate fast.
Extremely fast. That's the one thing. I mean, that's what I learned in birthing class.
Yeah.
And I don't want to test it, but they're more durable than you think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was telling you that because Andrew, like, yep.
You dropped Andrew, yeah.
I didn't drop him, but I did slip one time.
So you slipped. So
the slipped and I slammed the shit out of the back of my head. Because I was like walking at the pool, but it wasn't, the floor wasn't slippery. It was his little baby thing where they just like bounce around and they can move in it.
Yeah.
I was like holding him and then I stepped on that.
Oh.
And then I fell back, slammed my head on the ground, and I had Andrew. And I was like, oh, poof. And I like, doom. And then I was like, oh, and then everybody helped me. They grabbed Andrew, and then I was like, is Andrew okay? He's okay. And they're like, yeah, he's just crying. You caught him. He's just crying because you yelled.
You, yeah.
I was like, oh, and because I was scared for him.
Yeah.
Not because I hit my head.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it hurt until after they took him, and I was like, oh.
You had to protect the baby, bro.
Yeah, so, yeah, super durable, man.
Yeah.
I remember, I mean, I told you, I've said it in the podcast before, and I think it was episode 47.
Okay. I remember that.
Where I like made his toes black twice. Oh, I ran over his foot one time.
Yeah, ran over his foot.
Well, I made his toes black when he was probably two or mm-hmm. one.
Yeah.
And within 5 minutes, they were completely regenerated.
It was all love, though. All yeah. straight up love.
And then when I ran over his foot, his ankle was like super, it like was purple. And then 5 minutes later, completely healed. I was like, what?
Aww.
Yeah, he just walks in circles sometimes. But other than that, he's good.
Oh. Andrew.
So babies are very durable.
Player. Yo, player. Oh, boy. I'm tired, bro. Today was the first time I slept for 10 hours.
In months.
In, like, a long time. I don't like it. I don't like sleeping more than what I need to, because I get, like, weird and groggy.
Yeah.
I feel like my whole schedule changed, but it was just a tiring weekend, man. Like, people from Canada came, Vegas to the baby shower.
Oh, yeah.
North Carolina?
That's crazy. I didn't know people fly in for baby showers.
Yeah, me too.
I wonder if that's common or if they just wanted to come hang out in California for the weekend.
I think both. Yeah. Both just to see, you know, because I haven't seen a lot of these people in a long time.
And it's the last time they'll see you without a child.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just like the whole weekend, I was just so like grateful, you know? Like, I remember, like, during the baby shower, like, everyone was kind of doing their thing. I was like, maybe I should just, like, step aside and kind of just see everybody. And I just got emotional for a sec. Like, oh, yeah. Everyone just came here for the baby and just to, you know, support Monette and her pregnancy. And I was like, man, this is hard to, like, you wish you can slow it down even more.
Yeah.
But you're like, okay, just be as present as you can. And I think that's the one thing I want to do a lot. Especially when the baby's born, is to slow down time any way I can to be present, because apparently it goes by quick.
Oh, I saw a cool thing that you somehow should do. You know how you have your stairs that go to the pool?
Stairs that go, yeah.
I mean, not
yeah,
stairs,
yeah, yeah.
your steps.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the stone?
Yep.
I saw somebody that, or you can make another path, but you know, and sometimes in gardens, they have like those flat, big rocks that, like for stepping.
Yeah.
You should get one of those made, put your daughter's footprint in it at age one.
Yeah.
Do it again with the left foot. Age three, do it again with the right foot. And then by like age 10, you have a walkway of them growing up.
Oh.
And that'd be cool. That'd I would love sick. To have
yeah,
that.
I'd yeah,
be
yeah.
like, whoa, my foot used to, that's my foot.
Yeah.
When I was one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
That was cool. I don't know where you'd put it, but you could put it anywhere on your property. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Dang, bro. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make the hospital bag, bro.
How long do people say months? Like, oh, how old your baby? 24 months, 23 months.
After 24.
You say 2 years old after that.
You say 2 years old, 3 years old, yeah. I think 24 months is like the last milestone.
Yeah.
I don't know about milestones yet. We're taking a class Saturday.
Huh.
Yeah, just like what to do when the baby's born kind
yeah.
of thing. Because our previous class was like, what to do during labor.
Yeah.
But I don't know what to do after labor or after the baby's born. Like,
how did you said that the last class you went to, they said that the baby's durable. What did they give you examples for that? Or why would they say that?
Because first of all, the baby has to go through like the pelvis thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you know how like doctors like are rough with the baby, like slap the
yeah,
thing,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. That's, they just said babies are more durable than you think.
Oh, so like don't worry about like being, or just don't worry.
Be careful, but it's like, don't worry. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people are like, oh, it's so fragile. I mean, it's not as fragile as you think, yeah, but exactly. Also still be careful.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever touched a soft spot before?
No.
You never, I mean, don't touch a soft spot, but like you can kind of pet it.
You can pet it?
A little bit. Like don't, no pressure at all, but you can, oh my gosh, it's crazy.
Why is it like,
it's just like, it's like your skull, and then you like start from somewhere, you start petting it, and then all of a sudden it's like quicksand. It's just like, you just feel skull, hard. Whoa, it's like jelly, and then you go back to skull. But it's only, it's like this big on their head.
I'm about
right
to
here.
Figure out. I have one right here. I remember where mine is. I can still feel mine.
Oh, I thought it was the same spot for everybody, like right here.
Mine's back here.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I only have one experience with it, but yeah.
It's if you touch it, like a certain, oh, there it is. Oh, if you touch it a certain spot, it'll kick my foot.
What if you and your kid are going to have the same thing?
I know.
It's weird. But don't push it.
Okay, for sure.
But it is weird. It's weird. Are you going to do the Filipino nose thing?
Where the Filipino nose
to make sure
here?
There's like a bridge.
I don't know why the Monette's mom did that.
I mean, if you guys don't do it, then your moms will do it.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah.
What's the point? Embrace the nose.
It's just because if you don't have a bridge, then it's just kind of flat. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's Filipino vanity thing.
They always try to Americanize things.
And they also, I've seen a lot of, like, they mold the head, too, because the head's like, you know how, like, you have a flat spot here?
Yeah.
Or, like, I have a flat spot right here.
Me too.
And, like, yeah. So, like, it's because of how we laid and stuff, how our skull is formed. So, I see a lot of, like, especially in the Asian culture where they're just, like, always shaping the head.
No
just, like,
way.
Going like this while they're just sitting there. Just, like, trying to make it.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, maybe, probably not. But if it's safe, I don't think. I'll see. We'll take a class Saturday. I'll ask that question.
Yeah.
And see what they say.
Is there any physical features that you hope that they don't get?
I mean, she already has a big head, so that's already out of the question. Yeah. That's the one thing I didn't want, because, like, I cried on the way back from the appointment where, you know, they measured everything.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, the head's pretty big. I cried because I didn't want her to have the same trauma as me growing up, and that just, like, tore me up. So,
do you have the biggest head out of your siblings?
Yes.
By far?
Yeah, it's not big. It's just wide.
Oh, like, yeah, we measured our heads, and they're similar, but yours is just more wide. Mine
here.
Is more
yours
long.
More, yeah, that way. Yeah. So I
mine
mean,
is long, and sometimes I'll see pictures, and I'm like, damn, where's the back of my head? It didn't even fit in the picture. Like, I'll see a picture like here, and then it's just like, it looks like it just keeps going, but it just didn't make it. Like, I'm like, dang, what?
Bro, it's like Alien versus Predator. Yeah. That's the one feature. I mean, let me think. Aside from that, no, it's just... I mean, I like eyebrows are cool.
Well,
my eyebrows are nice.
I can think of a couple.
Yeah, for you, you ass.
For you, that you, I wouldn't think you would want her to have.
Okay. Oh, I'm getting braces Friday.
Oh,
yep.
What?
Yep. That's next time cool. You see me, I got braces.
That's cool.
Okay. Dang. Okay. Go ahead. Features.
Underbite. You probably don't want her to have that.
I mean, I don't mind my underbite.
As long
as she doesn't
just,
like grind her teeth, I guess.
Yeah, but it's like, just something she would might have to fix in the future.
True,
so why give it to
true.
Her?
True, TMJ. I don't want her to have TMJ.
Yeah.
Just locking your things, grinding her
what
teeth.
What else? There's nothing else that you're like,
no.
Like maybe not this.
Dry eyes.
Dry eyes.
I don't
oh,
want
migraines.
Migraines. Absolutely no migraines. That
there you go.
Messed me up.
I hope she has your hair because you got some luscious.
She has hair. She has a lot of hair.
You have luscious hair, yeah.
Says the ultrasoundress.
Yeah.
Dry eyes.
Are you allergic to anything?
Shrimp.
Oh.
Trees, pollen.
You hope she doesn't have that?
Yeah.
You
is
know
that what? True, though? Remember when we talked to Cesar Millan? It's like, go on an ayahuasca trip and then think about all the things you don't want your future people to have. It'll go away.
Nah.
I mean, he's...
That's crazy that we had a podcast with Cesar Millan.
Yeah.
That was a crazy one.
I'm
go
like,
watch that one.
Whoa. I'm like, is that true? He's like, yeah. So...
Yeah,
have you ever done ayahuasca?
No. Not ayahuasca. That like, I've done shrooms in the past, but
yeah,
even that was scary. I was like, I was very nervous about it.
Oh,
did it? But anything more than that, I don't know if I can handle it. That was already a lot. I was like, holy
dang, yeah.
Shit!
It's like a 2-day thing for ayahuasca.
Yeah, ayahuasca, and then what's the other one?
The toad.
No, yeah, there's the toad, but there's like ayahuasca, and then there's I don't know. There's a lot.
Yeah.
But I feel like out of all those things, shrooms is probably the lowest form, which I don't recommend doing shrooms because it's just, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's still the lowest form of all the hallucinogens.
Yeah, never done it. I like microdose. That felt cool.
Yeah, microdosing is cool.
Yeah.
It's nothing like the real thing, though.
Oh, I can't imagine, though.
It was crazy.
I microdosed when I was snowboarding. I tell you this?
Oh.
And then I took it, and then everything just felt HD, like 4K.
Yeah.
We're like, whoa, mountains.
I won't talk about it too much, but I did like the visuals. That was probably my favorite thing of doing shrooms at one time.
Whoa.
It was just cool. Like, everything was so colorful, and like things would be... Like, if I was, like, looking at the pattern, I just look at the ground, and I would get really close to the ground, and then the ground was, like, moving, like, just, like, patterns, not, like, bugs. But just, like, the patterns were, like, shifting, and then I would try my hardest to stop it from shifting, and but I couldn't.
That's
and I
was crazy. Like,
yeah, it's cool. I wonder how that works. It's not moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was cool, but, yeah, I wouldn't do it again.
Dang, the brain's crazy. I've never seen visuals.
Yeah. Yeah, the visuals are cool.
Actually, I have seen visual. I was cooking steak, and then the steak was breathing.
During the microdosing? While you were snowboarding?
No, this was after snowboarding.
Oh, hot dog.
Yeah, it was like, whoa, it's breathing.
Oh, have
then
you
I
ever...
ate it.
Huh? Oh, you ate it?
Yeah.
While it was breathing?
No, yeah.
Have you ever taken a break?
Break from what?
For our sponsors. We don't have sponsors.
No.
Son of a...
Hey, get our merch.
That's good.
I think it's time. Come with us as we give you one final tour of the studio space.
And I'm sorry, audio listeners. Really go to Spice Fruit on Tube to see the visual of this, because this is the last time we'll see this studio.
Or close your eyes unless you're driving.
Yeah.
Okay, hang up.
Okay. All right. Roy and Alex stand up from their usual chairs.
They can't hear us anymore.
What do you mean?
Oh, wait.
It's right here.
Oh, the camera's moving. Oh,
it's killing me.
Wow.
Okay, so real quickly, I just want to give you a point of view, because, you know, you always see this point of view, so we want you to see the other's point of view. This is what we look at.
This is what we always see.
Yep.
Just hideous.
Yeah.
Hideous faces. Dang, it's gonna be gone. We're not gonna have no more tree.
This is my hair.
We both had long hair, but you had long hair.
Yeah, so this is the studio spot.
We did a lot in this room, too.
We did.
Yeah, before it was a podcast.
Wait till you see the rest of the space. It's empty. So
how long have we been filming in just here? Like, we come to this whole building just to film in this one room.
For a year now.
Dang, it's been empty everywhere else. It's not even
Yeah,
chairs.
I know.
Come on, we'll show you.
Dang.
Empty.
Kitchen.
We didn't really do much in the kitchen.
Yeah, this is where we like took breaks.
I mean, I did stuff in guava juice with Alex.
We've done a lot of stuff here.
More laughs. I'm so sick, man. Okay, it's okay. We'll get you feeling better.
Yeah. Just a little bit, but there used to be stools. There was like a little chair there all the employees used to sit at.
Yeah. This used to not be here. Had to get a freaking sunroof installed because it was gloomy and dark.
Huh?
And then this hole right here did not exist right here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, before my time.
Yeah, before your time. Kind of knocked it down because it was so, like, close. So sad.
Oh, was it?
So we opened up this whole entire thing, which is pretty cool.
That is cool. How much was it? Do you remember? Was it expensive?
Mm-hmm.
This is a thick wall.
It is, but it's all good. The new owners, good luck. They're gonna have to figure out how to get those Pokemon cards and rubber duckies, props
and costumes all the way on every level on both sides. And we used them all.
All gone.
Yep, all gone forever.
Oh man.
Oh, didn't we pee on each other in here?
In here?
Yeah.
Off camera, yeah, but not like for
a
video.
We did it for a video. There's a clip. My video's right here.
Let's ask the ghost. Maybe in the spirit box, what its favorite room is.
Multiple costumes here, costumes here. We have laundry, okay?
And this is all props.
There we go.
Make sure nothing is here.
Look at the view, hey, has anyone ever seen the view?
Okay, guys, we lied. We don't live in Idaho. This is Burbank.
Right here. We drop things down here, and this is the window that someone was, I guess, staring into.
All right, down the well.
This actually says upstairs in Japanese.
It kind of makes sense because we are upstairs.
But they're pointing that way.
Yeah.
So it's kind of confusing.
How am I supposed to get through this? Oh my gosh, there's only one way to get through this food. Eat it.
And then that, even this is wrong.
Or that's it, you know.
This is downstairs. Down, up.
Oh, the arrows are just like so.
Oh, yeah.
They probably like, they won't even know. Let's just scroll up.
Yeah. But I do know. I do know.
Oh, yeah. I got
a lot of stuff here to kind of get rid of. Okay, so this is where the studio used to be.
Look at that. These are all in here. Dang.
I don't know.
That's cheating.
Echo! Wow. Dang, you walked on that set so many times. Alright, let's get to work. Is that right here?
Oh, yeah, that was
on the other side.
Wait, I think it was like right here, yeah.
And oh, then we right had.
Oh, it's on the right?
Yeah.
Oh,
on the right. Wait, the TV there, the tree?
Yeah.
And then we had the magical bookshelf.
I hate drinking, man. The first video we did, episode one, I hated it.
And look at Jess.
And then we kissed each other the first time, dude, too.
Yeah,
we tied
right here.
We tied our ding-dongs together. That was
nice. We tied our ding-dongs together. We got high for the first time.
You know, it was expensive.
If I had to choose a way to blow that much money, it would have been this way. We had the whole trust there. Right here.
Oh, it's because sometimes you go on. Well, first of all, you usually come super tired from boxing.
And then you usually poop or pee yourself, and then you have to.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
But the shower pressure in there, I would always be excited to come here and take a shower.
No.
I haven't seen a gardener in a long time. This stuff's not here.
Wait, let's get the lead.
Dude. That was crazy. We chopped it down so many times with axes.
Yeah, you can't even get to the roof anymore. Look at that.
I know. It's dangerous.
Alex! Are you on the roof?
We play hide and seek. Remember
yeah.
when you
You
have 1 hour to find
me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the new owner is going to have this for randomly.
Yeah.
Search begins here. Read bottom left.
Yeah.
Search begins here. Read bottom left.
Oh, man. But, you know, sometimes you have to move on in order to move on.
You know, what if something crazy happens and we have to get another studio? Some crazy fan just becomes like a millionaire, billionaire, and they're like, we want to fund it again.
And get a studio?
Yeah, they just want us to bring back all of Side Productions and they want us to do it again.
No, I wouldn't do it.
If we got paid enough?
Yeah.
For free?
Yeah.
If you don't think you wouldn't do it again if they're like, hey, we just want you to make videos. You can make whatever you want. You're going to get paid. Doesn't matter what views you get, nothing.
Okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
That's cool.
As long as it's like, you know, not stressful. Everyone just has a good time. We have a good time. And we have time for our families.
It's hard, man. Shout out to Rand Link because they, I don't know how they did it.
They're on it for a while.
That's what we're trying to do.
Sometimes it doesn't work out.
I wonder what we'll be in 5 years. What are we going to be doing?
And then we have the conference room.
The conference room.
So many ideas. So many memories. This is where we celebrated everything. Every achievement we had in the team, we would happen here. Every
launch, little, spicy fruit launch, we celebrated.
Every little lost speech, if we had a speech about hitting something or like inspiring the team, it was all here.
Yeah.
Alex, look what I found.
Roy, where do you even find something like that?
I don't know, it's so cute. Hello.
The launch is right here. I would always sit right here and you would have sit right there.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm like, all right.
What are they doing with this place? It's like a storage place?
No, No, I really don't know.
Oh, I thought it was like a carport or something.
No, that's the other guy.
Oh. We got a giant rubber ducky just overwatching like the whole entire staircase.
And balcony.
Did you turn that on? That was off. Well,
we got action. We got action over here.
We did a lot of videos right here. We had two tables here. We had a whole couch right here.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's nice.
This is honestly my favorite spot in there.
Alex?
Alex?
This is a nice spot for lunch. Matt would take a nap here sometimes. No.
Yeah, I would. I would take a nap here. Yeah, yeah.
I had my bachelor's party here. It was just
Cool.
Oh, yeah. This is my migraine room.
Oh, yeah.
You did have a migraine. I would go here and sleep just because it's so freaking nice and cool.
This is soundproof.
Soundproof.
I'm pretty sure you can hear it from out there.
Close it completely.
Okay, how does that sound?
It sounds really good.
Does it?
See?
Dang, this is where we go for voiceovers too. If we had to do it, we just close the door and just do it in the camera.
Good, you good? Okay, I'm gonna go again.
Here, Leo, can you hear us?
Here, go outside.
Can you hear me?
So you show them the front?
Yeah, we can show you now. Now we don't have to hide anything.
Look at this.
It's
right here.
That's it?
This is really all cleaned out except for that top room.
Oh, I know what we gotta do. We gotta let the light in, baby.
Oh, yeah, dude. This room, this podcast room, has been dark just because we got control lighting. But now, since we filmed the last episode in the studio, it is time to see what this room is like.
Should we turn these lights off?
Yeah.
How do we turn this off?
This is the point of view from here, so this is what you see from behind. It's pretty gnarly, dude. Honestly, it's pretty gnarly.
All right, let's take it down.
Take it downtown, baby. Bring it around town. 3, 2, 1. Oh. There we go.
Wow. Hey, Brett, how's it look over here now?
Oh, dust. Wow. I haven't seen this in a long time. This is nice.
All right.
We had a good run, office. Goodbye. Get out of here.
Blue.
That's it.
That's it.
Any final words?
If there's one thing I've learned the past couple of years, it's to rekindle your old friendships.
Because sometimes your oldest friends are the ones you need for the rest of your life.
I like it. That's beautiful.
Thanks. Any last words?
When one door closes, another one opens, and I'm excited to take that next step with you. We don't make any money doing this.
But
we haven't stopped. And I hope for a long future.
So you want to film this at my house for now?
Yeah.
All right, enough. Guess we're going to my house or we're going.
Let's get.
See you in the next one. Space.